I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is a big question. The day after another mass shooting,
terror has reached our doorstep. The nightmare of every community has come to Raleigh.
Governor Roy Cooper, after a shooting on a walking trail in the North Carolina capital city, killing five people, one of them an off-duty police officer. Two others were wounded.
A responding police officer who was injured and hospitalized has been released. One victim remains in critical condition.
Raleigh Police Lieutenant Jason Borneo. The suspected gunman is a teenage boy who was arrested hours later. In Connecticut, an update to Wednesday night shooting that left two Bristol police officers dead and another badly injured.
Responding to what they thought was a domestic dispute between two brothers. State police say it appears the call was a deliberate act to lure law enforcement to the scene where they were then ambushed.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The suspected gunman was killed in return fire. His brother was wounded. Expecting a response today from former President Trump to the subpoena from the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. He already asked on social media, why didn't they do it sooner? Calling the probe a bust and a giant scam, the subpoena came from the committee's final hearing.
We are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion.
Committee Vice Chair Republican Liz Cheney, at the end of a hearing that also included text messages and emails from Secret Service personnel containing warnings of armed groups marching to D.C., and never before seen video of congressional leaders calling governors and administration officials for a National Guard response.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The Supreme Court's denied a Trump appeal related to the FBI's search of the former president's Florida home. This allows the government to have access to classified documents that were seized while a special master reviews other material. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News. North Korea has done it again, launching yet another missile test, according to South Korea. The North also flew warplanes near the border. Russia has continued its week-long barrage of Ukraine with more overnight strikes. Some have targeted infrastructure this week, knocking out power, other bombings in residential areas. Russia's leader has also threatened to use nuclear weapons. Now, next week, NATO, which has been vowing to keep helping aid Ukraine, plans to hold annual nuclear readiness drills.
NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg saying earlier this week in a news conference in Brussels that canceling the nuclear deterrent military exercises called Steadfast Noon would send the wrong signal to Moscow.
Now is the right time to be firm and to be clear that NATO is there to protect and defend all allies.
Stoltenberg noting that Russian President Vladimir Putin is failing in Ukraine.
His attempted annexations, partial mobilization, and reckless nuclear rhetoric represents the most significant escalation since the start of the war. And they show that this war is not going as planned.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, we are seeing futures that are on the way down this morning, but it comes after quite the turnaround. Yesterday, the Dow dropped more than 500 points after the worse-than-expected inflation report. Then there was a huge turnaround. The Dow ended up 827. The Nasdaq surged up 232 points. In the baseball playoffs, Houston beat Seattle 4-2. The Astros now lead that division series 2-0. Game 2 of the other American League division series was rained out, so the New York Yankees will play Cleveland this afternoon. The two National League series resume later today. On Thursday Night Football,
Robinson, and he will get into the end zone for a touchdown.
The Washington Commanders beat the Chicago Bears on Amazon Prime Video 12-7. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.